All right.
Have you been looking for a podcast to help you transform your physical and mental? One that'll shoot you straight between the eyes with truth and no BS, helping you have the right mindset to accomplish things, the iron will and fortitude to follow through with what you say you're going to do. No excuses. Mark owns martial arts schools, and after 30 years, he has some real insight for real talk, real life, real conversations, motivational, fitness, self-defense, weight loss, live from the Great 1-8. This is Real Talk with Mark Cox.
All right. Good morning. Good morning. See, we got some people online. Hope everybody's doing awesome. This is Mark Cox from Beyond the Mat Podcast. If you're joining me today or you haven't been on me today, welcome. Sorry, we're a little bit late. And then, of course, I screwed up, so I got to take responsibility. I thought I had a guest today, Dale Young. And I'm going, you know, he's not showing. What the heck? And then I look back, and he's scheduled for April 15th, and I'm hammering, trying to get it all done for this morning. So he's going to be my guest on April 15th. And so that means you get me today, just me. Because I already had the show coming out and going on. So we might as well go ahead and dive into a couple things. What I want to dive into real quick is, if you guys haven't, I want to say thank you to everybody that has all the birthday wishes I had, man. So my birthday was on Good Friday, which is a little bit daunting as it is, as the day our Savior was crucified. That was my birthday day. So I just want to go over, I mean, it's hard to go in and say thank you to everybody, but I learned some lessons on that day also. So let's talk about that real quick. On the flip side of what happened on my birthday, I had a goal, and I wanted to, as I turned 63, I wanted to go ahead, and I always try and do something kind of physical on that day. And so my instructor, Sergio, came down, and we have class every Friday anyway. So this time we decided to see how many people came, and then we would divide that by how many minutes, 63 minutes. And so we all went on a journey of jiu-jitsu for 22 rounds at 3 minutes each, right? 3 minute, 22 rounds, making it 63. And we pushed the envelope a little bit more, so we got in a little bit extra. So we're probably looking around 65. The 68 minutes worth of jiu-jitsu. That's what I wanted to do for my birthday. And I took no breaks, took no rounds off, and got through all that. And all these warriors that came together to kind of push me to, you know, give me a birthday beating, I guess is the best way to say it, was just awesome, by the way. And so with that being said, I want to make sure we talk a little bit about gratitude, because something happened that day and I'm still trying to wrap my mind around it, and it makes me feel like maybe you guys can agree with this. On that day, well, Freedom Church, they send me a bunch of flowers, a big bouquet of flowers. And for guys, right, when do we get flowers, guys? At our funerals. So we're not just used to getting flowers per se. So these flowers come in, and they're beautiful, by the way. They're awesome. As a matter of fact, today I'm going to take them up to our Chatsworth Cemetery. I have my student that was killed by a drunk driver and Blake Foster's father. I'm going to kind of put them around a couple graves today as soon as I'm done with this podcast. That I'm going to go share those flowers so that they can have, you know, a little bit more time on people's graves. So thank you to Freedom Church. But with that being said, we went through all these rounds, and all these people are sitting around in a circle. And then Justice Coleman came, Pastor Justice, if you guys don't know him from Freedom Church, you know, he's one of my black belts as a young kid. And he goes, hey, can we go around the room and just thank Mr. Cox for, you know, stuff he's done in our lives? And then, of course, I'm like, oh my gosh, you know, that, you know, this, it's hard, right? Do you guys agree that it's kind of hard to get people to talk about you and accept, you know, maybe what you've done in their lives? You know, you guys kind of put your head down and you're like, oh man, and so it starts. And there's a lot of hurt people in, and I've been in people's lives for many, many years, for 20 plus years on some of these kids, right? I've been around them for, you know, since they were born, and then everybody's kind of fighting struggles. And I've been on each of these struggles, you know, whether it's their marriages or the people we've buried, talking about Carlos Mata, Brandon Kemmer was there and, you know, saying how much he appreciates since his dad has passed away that I was able to step in and still have a mentor or him be able to call. This was hard. So when 22 people go around and speak well of you, because it's so easy to be discouraged, for sure. You know, we're not used to people speaking so well of us all the time. That was a little hard. It was a little hard for me. It was a little daunting, to be honest with you. So it took me a little bit to take this in, because really what had happened this day is I got my flowers in the morning. I got my roll in. So I feel like I'm half dead. And then I got my 22 eulogies today. And so I was joking about it at the end, you know, I got welled up in tears on a couple of these guys too, you know, thinking back on lives that we've done together. And then to say that, you know, here we are. I said, I feel like I'm at a living funeral. But at the same token, don't we wish that this is what we would do for people? You know, most of the time we talk best about people is when we're attending a funeral, not when they're alive. And so as much as that was hard for me to hear all that, it was also just a refreshing reminder that, hey, maybe I have made a difference in people's lives. And I want to thank those that made a difference in my life also. We just don't get a chance to do that. Well, we have chances to do it. We just don't do it. I don't know why. I don't think it's a malicious thing why we don't do it. I just think that maybe we don't think about it, number one. Or number two is we just feel they're always going to be there, right? That's just how life is. You know, we don't get these reminders that all of a sudden somebody could be taken out of our lives just like that, just like a snap of a finger, just like Carlos was. So we're just kind of used to them always being here, that we're used to them always, you know, being able to call or talk to and stuff like that. And then all of a sudden they're not. So we get kind of complacent in our views of people in our lives because they're just always there. So we don't have that appreciative spirit, which we should have, you know, we of course should have that, but we just, for some reason we didn't. And so with that being said, I wanted to just go around. I wish I could, you know, I know it was hard. It was hard for a lot of them to even say stuff because it's hard for us to share emotions, especially guys, just so you know, especially guys, they have a really hard time sharing any type of emotion about anything, to be honest with you. But, you know, a lot of them choked up when they have to look back and see, hey, you know, this school's done a lot for me, or this system that we've set up, even though they're not all my students, but the system that was set up and was carried on because their instructors were students of mine and what it's done in their lives. This was powerful. So I encourage you today to do something. I mean, we just came off Easter weekend and I sat through some, you know, we were at church doing security for all services, all five services yesterday, and all services were packed out. And it was good to see people coming in and celebrating Easter, you know, the resurrection. And just how appreciative we were to be able to be in sanctuary, because it was a couple short years ago, we weren't even allowed to be at church on Easter. We had to do everything online. And so that was another, just a grateful time. So I encourage you guys today, maybe what I'd like to see you guys do is those that you appreciate, why don't you take just a couple minutes and tell them about how much you appreciate them, whether it's just a quick text message. Remember, text messages are great and direct messages are great, by the way, But there's nothing as best as just a quick, simple phone call and saying, hey, man, I was thinking about you today. I appreciate you being in my life. You know, my life is better because you're here. And to hear that person's voice, and if they don't pick up the phone, to leave that voicemail. Because I'm not sure if you guys, do you guys have some voicemails? I still have voicemails from my nephew that died in March. This is his fifth anniversary already, 5 years that Cody's been gone. And I still got voicemail from him that I can listen to his voice every once in a while. So even if it's a voicemail left, and you can say, hey, I know you might be busy and you can't pick up the phone, but I just want to call and tell you how much I appreciate you. I appreciate that you're in my life. I appreciate everything that you've done for me. And I look forward to what the future holds. And thank you so much for being in my life. Those simple calls can just make such a huge difference in somebody's day. Because I'm telling you right now, I've had a tough few weeks. It's sometimes as a leader, when you're in front of the group and you kind of just always have to be this, you know, born to win, and you got to be strong for everybody else. And sometimes the leader needs a little bit of a push, right? And so just like anybody else, you know, whether you guys are being attacked on a daily, you know, this had happened to me too, you know, over the month, you know, when you have somebody that you've known in your life for so long, and then all of a sudden they want to continue attacking you and attacking you online. And you guys probably don't even see it because not really anybody but saw it. I saw it because it was directed at me. And I'm like, wow, you were attacking my life's work. I really don't dig that at all. And I wanted to say, I wanted to retaliate so bad online that it was feeling like I was in a pressure cooker. Right. And the steam is rising and rising. And I'm like, I came in, this is driving me crazy. And I'd like to really give him a piece of my mind. But I knew if I engaged in that way, it would just escalate it to another level of stress. So sometimes you just got to block people out. Right. So, you know, you got this one thing on Facebook or Instagram, and you hit this block, and if they make up fake profiles that those don't get it. And then you can just kind of block that out. And I can't tell you how refreshing it was to block it out, but what a great reminder it was for me on my birthday when I had all these men that I've impacted in their lives and women, because my mentor is gone, you know, Ken Knight. I used to talk to him all the time. I miss those talks all the time. And I'm still lucky that my folks are still here, I just listen to my, you know, just talk to my folks this morning. So, I still get lucky that my folks are still here. And so I want it one more time. Since it's Easter weekend and everybody is kind of coming off that high of, you know, of Good Friday and just what that was that day and what that changed in the world. And 3 days later, we celebrate Easter. And it was a good message on Easter also, right? But isn't every Easter a good message as far as what, you know, what the grace of God really is, where grace is, where forgiveness lies, where somebody, you know, like Christ was crucified over and over again and beaten, spit upon, a crown of thorns in his head, and his closest people to him deny him. And then when he raises, he still puts his arms around him and forgives him. Are we, that's just a powerful story, is it not? And so there's a lesson for us in that. So as much as I want to individually, I cannot tell you how many DMs, how many people on Facebook. Facebook makes you feel really good on your birthday because everybody and their mother, wishes you happy birthday. And then you guys are probably in the same boat, right? You're trying the best you can to thank everybody that says something, right? They're like, oh my gosh. And then you get people that you haven't seen in your life for a long time, or that are friends that you've had for a long time. And all of a sudden you're like, oh my gosh, it's so good to hear from him. And then you give maybe that person a little bit, hey man, it was good to hear from you. And then you start feeling bad because all you did is like everybody else's, right? So this is, so Facebook just does this weird a validation of your day. And I had, 202 Facebook messages and countless DMs. And then my phone was going off for Instagram. And then I'm getting calls. You know, you always kind of get calls from the people that are in your real circle right there and say, hey, Mr. Cox, I want to say happy birthday to you. And it was just a good, you know, I'm not a big birthday fan, as people know. I was geared up for this and I had a lot of pressure on me the last few weeks. But then that day of that jiu-jitsu, that 22 minutes of rolling, that 22 different people on rolling, and just the cleansing that was, and just how good I felt about that. Now, I'm not going to lie, man, I was tired, right? So afterwards, people wanted to go to dinner and stuff, but I went home, I sat in my sauna for 30 minutes, and then I took a cold shower, try and get all this, get my energy back. And all that did is relax me. And when you sit in the bed, and you got these nice, great 80 movies on, I think I was watching Flatliners, you know, and I just kind of fell asleep to it. And I was like, I was just out. So I really didn't get to go out on that particular, on my birthday day. But man, I just can't appreciate it. So I'm going to take this time on my platform and say thank you to each and every one of you that wish me happy birthday. Thank you to all those people that you let me be part of your life. And I want to thank you for being part of my life, because everything is a kind of intertwined in a journey. And the journey is, a rising tide. It raises all the ships, not just one. So as we all rise and help each other achieve, we all rise at the same time. So it's just great. It's just an awesome analogy as we continue rising up. And I can tell you from as you get older, a couple of things happen, especially as a coach. My mentorship now is a little bit different than what it was when I was a young man. So when I was a young man, I was the young pit bull on the mat, and you know, lining students up and being engaged in them one-on-one all the time. Now in jiu-jitsu that happens, but not to the point it was as it used to be. My mentorship now more is life mentorship. You know, what did I struggle with coming up? How can you avoid some pitfalls? In your life from what I've experienced, so you don't experience the same thing. How can I make a young man in this kind of a environment thrive, become a beast on life, and just discount everything that, you know, the world throws at you? And sometimes you just need that strong person in front of you. So that's where I think my mentorship is, because as a coach or as a student still, I've got some great students, man. I got to tell you, man, they are just some absolute beast. And I've got to teach them ever since they're little kids. And so what happens in life, right, in my journey at least, we talk about this all the time, is I just started like with this one art, and then I kind of branched out to Krav, and then we branch out to Krav Maga and stick work. And so my experiences were this much, you know. But unfortunately, for me, it took me a lot of years to get all this stuff. Now, what do I get to do? Now I get to serve all the newer students now have all this 30 years or 40, 35, 36 years of experience, 40 years of experience that I have now gets poured into these brand new students that get so much more than what even my first black belts did. So think about that for a second, right? So what does that mean? I mean, if we continue to rise, we continue the level of what we teach to rise, or you're going to be that kind of a father maybe, you know, and learn by your mistakes, and your son's going to be able to capitalize on your mistakes and not make them because of your mentorship. But pretty soon, right, I'm rising, and my technique, in my world, I might get this much better, but here comes my students. And then all of a sudden you get some of them that are way better than I am at this point. Just, you know, in their prime of physicality, and all the stuff that they've got to learn as young people, and they're just better martial artists. And so now all of a sudden we become peers, and we get to become workout partners, and we have a different relationship than we did when they were little kids and I was there, just their coach. Now, as still being their coach, you know, I have other things to teach, but I get to get physical with them, and we get to be workout partners, and it's just a different level, right? It's just the same thing as being a father. When my kids were little, and I miss those days. I truly miss being able to take them to school, or I'd be in the line to pick them up when school ends, or the all the times that I had almost all my kids in junior or high school at the same time, and I would take them to school every day, and we would have all these talks, or it'd be Christmas time, and we would have Coast 103 on, and we would listen to Christmas music on the way to taking them to school, and then I would pick them up, and we'd talk about their day, and we'd be all talking about. Now I miss those, man. I just miss that. Now I have a different adult relationship with my kids, and we have a different talk. I just had a great Easter dinner with my kids last night, just sitting around the table, and Gabe had a friend over that he's had for a long time, and getting to listen to them because I'd known him since he was in high school, and I know he had little issues in high school and where he's at now, and getting to talk to them as young adults now, and push them forward to, you know, you can see now how much of a waste of time is negativity is in your life, right? Because negativity is just a nail, and somebody else is the hammer, and you are the board, and you're just getting hammered every day of negativity. And if you surround yourself with negativity, you become a negative person. So you don't want to be a negative person, don't hang around with negative people, right? If you want to be an entrepreneur, then hang around people that do entrepreneur stuff. Understand it. Understand the battles that is about to come. If you want to be a success in whatever it is you're doing, maybe you want to be a success in school, then hang around people that are successful in school, you know, if that's what they're driven to be. You are a product of who you hang out with. So pick the right people in your circle and enjoy that. Get those friends that are your life, you know, a ride or die and a spiritual friend, and one that's going to tell you how it is, and one that's going to celebrate you. These are the kind of friends you want to have anyway. You know, do you have that friend that's going to celebrate you? No, if you won the lotto, that friend would call and say, I couldn't think of a better person to win that than you. Congratulations. Right. And it really celebrate your wins. Do you have that friend? Do you have that spiritual friend that when you know, you're just down and you need some spirituality, do you have that friend that's going to help you with that? And give you some real talk and, hey, have you given this stuff up? Have you prayed the way it is? Or maybe they need to pray with you. Have you ever had those days where you just like, I need to pray for something. I have no idea what to pray for. I don't even know how to pray, to be honest with you. So those are another issues, right? And then you have this ride or die friend. The ride or die is the one that just, it's a phone call and you don't even have to talk. They just know that you're going to be at your side. These are the people that you need in your life. And then you have these mentorships that maybe you need to get to the next level. Do you have the mentor that you can call to push you to that next level? Because that's a different type of friend in your life. So you need to have these. You need to have these different friendships. So I hope that when we talk about this is a kind of a short podcast today, that you have an appreciative mindset today. Find somebody that you can appreciate. Make the phone call. Handwrite the note. You know, emails that are not handwritten are not as, I don't want to say they're not as meaningful because that's not true. It's just not as special. Let's say that, right? When you have a handwritten note, matter of fact, it's too far away. I can't grab it, but I have a handwritten note from Cody to me calling me, you know, he used to always call me, okay, Unc, what's up? And I have this handwritten note that he wrote me when he made me a wallet. And I have that framed at this time. You know, how much of a treasure is that for me? That's a handwritten notice. And Cody was called away early in his life 5 years ago, but I still have that. Or these handwritten notes that you have when you handwrite a card to somebody, and they can still look back at it and go, oh man, this makes me feel good. So do that to somebody else today. Tell me if it doesn't work, right? See if you can put a smile on somebody's face just by a compliment. You know, a very genuine one, just a quick phone call. Maybe it's your wife, maybe it's your husband. And I can tell you that those things in life are just so meaningful when it's an unexpected compliment and generally from the heart. Can you imagine, right? You're having a day and you call up and you hear on the other side, the person that you love, okay, hey man, I was just thinking about you right now. I want to tell you how much I appreciate you, man. You're so awesome to have in my life. And I hope your day gets better. If it's good, I hope it even gets better. And if it's bad, I hope this makes you smile a little bit. No, I got your back, got your six. Isn't that a life-changing thing for somebody? So go change somebody's life today. Go do it. change their life today. See if they're, if you can reach out and give somebody the love that they're going to need, that they're maybe missing for the day. With that being said, guys, once again, I want to say thank you guys so much for all my birthday wishes. I wished, I try to say, even with a copy and paste, hey, thank you very much. And, you know, so, you know, or if they had something that's more like a virtual hug, right? They got their praying hands. They got this, you know, this, oh my gosh, emoji. Where's the virtual hug emoji, right? I try to get a little Hulk emoji where he's hugging or something to that effect. So with that being said, this is my thank you to all you guys and how much you guys mean to me in my life. And I wouldn't be anywhere without you guys. And listen, even my haters, appreciate you. But you know why? Because all you do is push me to be greater. And once you start the hate, it does something inside me that pushes me to want to go to the next level just to shove it in your face. So I have to appreciate my haters as well as those that love me, because if without them, you know, how is it that your day is going to go by when everybody just kind of loves you? Hey, it's great. Hey, you're the great. Yeah, you got to have the haters enabled to push the buttons that push you to the next level. And trust me when I say I have them, and you will have them too if you don't already. And the more successful you become, the more the haters become coming after you. And I'm not talking just about money success. I'm just talking about successful in life. Maybe you're like myself, a single dad, and watch my children, you know, start to grow and know that, hey, you know, I think I did okay. I didn't hit it out of the park all the time, but man, I got some quality kids and quality young adults that are just doing well. So maybe that's what you need. And do some self-appreciation, guys. I talk about this all the time, that private victories are something to celebrate. If you've done something that you were trying to get better at, or maybe you've succeeded, take the private victory lap. It's not something we always have to post about, right? It can be those times that you have earphones on and you're kind of lifting and you're like, man, I did something today that I'm struggling with, and I finally did it. And with that being said, you guys go after your goals, go after them. And then when you get them, have that private victory. You don't need to blast things all over Facebook all the time. Take the private victory lap and say, man, my life is better because of that. My life is better because of that. The more private victories you have, right, the more public you become. It's so weird how that works. All right. What's Ann say here? The haters need love as well. I can imagine being so miserable that they go online and try to tear someone apart to make myself feel better. I'll say a prayer for them that they find peace. Yes, Ann, it happens. Yes, that is. Yes, you're right about that. I don't know why people waste time doing that. I mean, there's so much more to have in life to do than doing that. I don't understand it either myself, but excellent advice. And yes, I appreciate my haters. And, you know, was anybody more hated than Christ when he was walking the earth too? Oh my goodness. You know, made fun of, spit on, beat. I mean, it just, you know, just took it all like a champ and still showed compassion to him. Better, you know, that's why he's definitely a better man than I am. You know, somebody showing compassion is, that's just hard. I don't have much to say about that. It's a hard thing to do. So with that being said, guys, we're coming up on 30 minutes. I'll make this a nice short podcast. I appreciate you guys. Thank you guys so much for all my birthday wishes. Once again, we look forward to, you know, what the next year is going to bring. And I'm going to continue working, and keep working on my personal victories. You guys keep working on yours. You know, health is a big thing for me right now. And this is where, I don't know why, you know, as young men, we don't deem it as necessary because we just kind of go in the grind. But as you get older, you know, health becomes a little bit more important to you, because you want to have the longevity to be here, but you want to have that quality of life on top of it, not just longevity. We want to be able to have a quality of life where we can still impact people and still impact those that are others and be impacted, all right? I don't just want to be an impactor. I want to be impacted, and I get impacted by those that come into my life, push me to another level, and help me get my goals that I'm looking for. And most of that is around me, and I appreciate everybody that pushes me to those levels. And I look forward to pushing you back right back and getting you to the goals that you want to have. I love you guys. I hope all your day this week starts out well. Enjoy that last weekend. You know, as we move into summer, you know, spring and summer coming, and what that's going to entail as we get into the, half this year already. Can you believe how quickly years go? Days are long, years are short. It's just so weird how that happens. But keep pushing, guys. I love you. Have an awesome day.
You've been listening to Real Talk with Mark Cox. Real life, real topics, real conversation. We're passionate about motivation, fitness, self-defense, weight loss, and coming at it from a real angle. We hope you've gotten some useful and practical information from this show. And we hope you had fun. We know we did. We'll be back soon. But in the meantime, hit us up on Instagram and Facebook at MarkCox100. Make sure to subscribe and review. And tell a friend or two about the show. For more, hit up the website at MarkCox.com. Till next time, keep it real.